PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, I'm Mark Baratelli, and once again, I'm here to share my unpopular opinions about Orlando. So, here we go. A company called Upshot 1101 South Orange LLC bought the Sodo property at 1101 South Orange Avenue, which currently houses Mama B's Giant Subs restaurant. The company anticipates the development of a new restaurant cafe concept on the property. The property is the site of a former gas station. This means the soil is contaminated. The property owners wish to clean up the soil prior to development of the new restaurant. When the cleanup is complete, the owner's redevelopment plan will result in the creation of at least 5 new permanent jobs. The owners want to participate in what's known as the State Brownfields Program, an incentive program that aids property owners in the cost of cleaning up contaminated property, or brownfields. Before they can apply to the program, they must get the City of Orlando to designate the property as a brownfield. A decision will be made at the next City Council meeting on October 9th. The list of incentives is lengthy. My take? It's corporate welfare, and I hate it. Cleaning your brownfield is a part of doing development when you choose to buy a property that has a brownfield on it. Why should the state help with this? I know, they shouldn't. Clean up your own gassy, chemical-laden, dirty soil. Jeremiah's Italian Ice is opening a location in College Park, next door to the Tijuana Flats in the former Subway location at 2213 Edgewater Drive. An opening date has not been announced yet. This was a huge story on the blog. The brand has a large fan base. Me? Meh. But I am glad folks are excited about a popular brand coming to their hood. 9 months after Barbara Poma refused to sell the Pulse site to the city so it could develop a memorial, and the city announced it would not use eminent domain to take the property from Poma so it could develop a memorial, the Pulse site remains largely untouched and unimproved. In fact, the fence seen on the property today is the one erected by the FBI. On October 9th, the One Pulse Foundation will go before City Council with interim plans it produced for the Pulse nightclub site on South Orange Avenue. Dix Height Landscape Architects and the Foundation's task force have collaborated on a vision for the site that replaces the fence with a more durable and artistic one that will incorporate tribute memorials, offer more landscaping, enhances the seating on the site, secures the Pulse sign, and offers an organized location for people to leave offerings on a small perforated wall structure. Lighting, parking, and other maintenance performance standards are part of the package that is also contemplated for this interim installation, as the applicant works on a design competition process for a more permanent monument. A year after the incident happened, thanks. The current proposal is intended to last up to 2 years, but could be extended by the planning official if needs be for up to 3 one-year extensions. The time period does not begin until a certificate of completion is issued for the interim improvements. I am not a fan of POMA. The city should be running this entire project. This lady is a restaurant and bar owner, not a memorial organizer. I know that is an unpopular thing to say, but I am an unpopular guy, so I get away with it. A new bar and brewery called Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company is opening inside a former warehouse space at 1300 Alden Road in Ivanhoe Village. Renovations are scheduled to begin October 13th. The building is 4,000 square feet. Now, while I am always excited to see another locally owned business open and succeed, I am sick to freaking death of all these friggin' breweries. Another brewery! Yay! Barf. But again, congratulations to these local business owners, sincerely, but barf. We're going to reach a saturation point, especially in Ivanhoe Village. Ivanhoe Village is basically becoming a bar-centric, bar-laden, bar town, just like downtown Orlando. We told you in March that the Tampa-based Fresh Kitchen restaurant was set to open several locations in Orlando, the first of which was Waterford Lakes. The second location has been found. Pink construction window clings with large FK letters, similar to those at the Waterford Lakes location, popped up recently in the windows of the former Soto area Noodles & Company at 2855 South Orange Avenue. I have personally been to this chain in Tampa, where it originated, and the food is good, the interior is charming and quirky, and I know that locals will love it. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
Meh. 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 Meh, meh, meh. Okay.
A PFT Media production.